Time for a Finally Friday conversation this morning. We're talking with Jackie and Opie from Northwoods Community Realty. Big day in Lake Tomahawk for Northwoods Community Realty, too, you two, right? Jackie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you over? You got crew over there cooking brats today, right?
No, actually, that is Autumn Fest is during Harley weekend.
Oh, okay. Yep. So not this weekend,
yep.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
Or two weekends. Two weekends away.
A couple weekends away, yeah. Yep.
Got it. Okay. So I'm sorry. I saw brats cooking and I get all excited. So that always happens. Opie, bring your microphone up just a little bit so we can all hear you chuckling over there. You got the whole works on backwards, so let's just switch that thing around. I'm sorry, I should have checked your work before we got going here and turned on the microphones.
Only work with what you got, Jeff.
There you go. Yeah, let's let me get this thing out of the way here for you.
All right.
There you go. Now raise that thing up, and then we're good to go. All right, let's start talking here. Opie and Jackie are here from Northwoods Community Realty. So, brats in a couple of weeks at the Lake Tomahawk locations. Let's talk about the right to rent law, because that's one of the things I got my email here, the Wisconsin right to rent law. Now, as I was just saying before we opened the microphone, I know some folks who bought a lake home and they thought they never would have commercial property next to them. And now they do. They've got new owners next door and it's short term rentals. And they say that our life on the lake is not like we know it anymore. So there's two sides to this story. So let's talk about the right to rent law, first of all. Who wants to start? Jackie?
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring up the subject because we just received an update from the WRA. Of course, this has been a topic for owners of lakefront property or any property, because there's lots of different people that rent out their properties. And we pay dues for the WRA, real estate agents pay that, and we have lobbyists that work on our behalf to make sure that owner rights are protected.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that they came down with many years back, to give people the ability to have the right to rent and not just on 30 days, but be able to do the weekly rentals.
Okay.
And they did that so that the local government could then do ordinances or whatever the local governments wanted to do. So you have your state level, and they wanted to give people the right to be able to do this. And then if there were areas that had more issues than others, like we have a lot of lakes in our area. So, mm-hmm. I mean, in different areas like cities, Madison, Milwaukee, you know, a lot of people do the Airbnb. I mean, they're not on water, but they still want to be able to rent their properties like this. So don't do a rule that covers the whole entire state. Make it local, and then we can have ordinances. And so the local government has brought down, I think Oneida County is 7-day minimums, and you have to have a property manager within a certain distance of these rental properties, so that if something goes wrong, they have somebody to call.
Mm-hmm.
So this has come to light. There's a couple law cases in the works right now, and the WRA, and the WRA is watching these cases very closely.
Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Yes.
Okay.
And they have lawyers that will help these cases then actually fight these cases. So that's your realtor dollars, you know, fighting for your rights to be able to do what you want with your property. A lot
sure.
of people don't want to be told what to do with their
right.
property. And if there are issues, then hopefully the local government is going to see what the problems are and hopefully do ordinances or something to make sure that everybody's able to enjoy their property.
Right. So again, the two sides. So we've got somebody who's a property owner now. They've enjoyed their property for generations. All of a sudden, they've got a short-term Airbnb deal right next door, and life is not the same on the lake anymore. And so you feel for those people. But the person that just bought this property for an investment to make some money and pad their retirement for whatever reason, they should have the right to do that. So where is the happy medium here? Is there a happy medium? Are we going to be driving people out of their properties to make room for more VRBOs? Opie, what do you think?
Well, I think a big part of it is that people need to register with their local municipalities. There's a lot of people that are kind of flying under the radar because maybe they can avoid a 10 or 15% management fee, and they're not registering with a local municipalities. And when you do, if you have multiple complaints at a property, they can pull your license, Jeff, that you're no longer to do that. So really the onus falls on the property owners to say, you know, enjoy your week, but be kind to your neighbors. Let's have a reasonable 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Don't be out by the campfire blazing music. And it's kind of a balance that we all have to have some common sense in the equation to make it all work.
And then the renters get there and they say, well, I paid my money to rent this place. If I want to turn my music up, I want to turn my music up. If those old people next door don't like it, they should leave. Because there's going to be that side of things, too. So
there certainly is.
There's got to be. So what's the answer here? Is it that our local municipalities have to get on the ball here and get something going and get this taken care of before things get ugly?
Yeah, there are a lot of rules. And I would say the further north you go, the more lakes there are and the more rules there are. I would say Vilas County probably has the most restrictive. And then Oneida County and Lincoln County has less lakes, so they've had less complaints and they have less, their rules are a little more laxed. And I have several vacation rental properties that I rent out on a weekly basis. And what I know as an owner is you have your book, it's all about expectations, right? Your person that's coming in needs to know, you know, hey, you need to be quiet by 10 o'clock and there's no parties and you're not holding events here. So it's all about setting up the rules and expectations so that you don't upset your neighbor. Because if you do, you could possibly lose your license and now you can't rent it at all. And I know this is one thing I can't stress enough is we have a lot of people coming in, you know, hey, they're specifically buying this and making their payments off of their income that they feel like they're going to get off this property. And I tell them, if you have a couple bad renters and you have complaints, you could lose the right to rent this out. And then you have no income and you'd have to sell it or, you know, decide what you would want to do with it then. So I don't think it's something that somebody should go into this thinking it's going to be this business opportunity. I think if you're buying it and you're going to rent it out half the time, you're going to stay there part of the time, that's probably a better plan than just buying this specifically as an investment. Because right now, I can tell you, my bookings were down last year, and now they're down even more significantly this year because the market is flooded here, in my mind. Mm-hmm. There's so many that, you know, and the more there is to choose from, the lower the prices are and the less you're going to book. So there are a lot of vacation rentals. And just forecasting into 2024, what is the economy going to look at? Are people going to be spending, you know, $2,000-$3,000 to spend a week up north? You know, we don't know that. So I just would be very careful and just look at your business plan. And, you know, if you're doing these short-term rentals, you know, to kind of know what you're going into.
And again, with all real estate stuff, location, location, location. Now I was looking for a short-term rental yet before the snow starts to fall somewhere up north. And I was looking in Vilas County, called a buddy of mine. He's got a cabin rental up there on Big Sand Lake. He's been rented every single day since Memorial Day, rented every single day through the first week of October. So I guess it depends on the area. Some places there are openings. Some places you can't get in if you want to.
It also depends on the price point if it's on a bigger body of water or a chain.
Sure.
So those are definitely factors to look into where you're buying.
OP?
And it's kind of, you know, we really have a housing shortage here in the Northwoods, Jeff, and there's a lot of factors that come into play with that. But I think the VRBO is kind of intensifies it a bit because we've lost some single family dwellings that might have been rented 12 months a year or for a family, and now it's used as an investment property. We're already short of family housing, and it's kind of exasperated that situation.
So for the people that bought property, they've been on their property for years, now they've got one of these situations, and they don't think that the people are doing things the right way next door. What do you want those long-term property owners to do to help to remedy the situation? What is their pathway to getting something done about it? What's the first thing that they should do? Probably go to the town chairman or something like that, town board.
I would try to talk to the property owner first.
Too. Okay.
You know, like try to be a friendly neighbor and just say, hey, this is, some people don't know what's happening. And there are devices now that you can put in vacation rental properties. What it does, it's not listening to anybody, but if the noise level gets beyond a certain
decibel,
it will send an alert. Or if there is, you know, smoke alarms or something like that's going off, that would also dictate that. So there are devices that if you are doing a rental property, you can put these in your properties to make sure that you're knowing if things are getting out of control, then you can call this renter and say, hey, I don't want to make my neighbors mad. You know, we wanted other people to enjoy this property for a long time. And if you want to come back, you know, I have to make sure that we're not being too loud. But I would, if that doesn't work, yeah, then you can call the county and, one, make sure that they're registered, you know, to even do a vacation rental, and you can complain. And then if they get so many complaints, they could actually pull their license.
My guess would be the ones with the most complaints are the unlicensed ones, the ones that are trying to fly under the radar. They probably get the most complaints, where the people that are doing a legitimate business, they're probably crossing their T's and dotting their I's, making sure everything's okay.
Mm-hmm. 100% agree.
So it is what it is. And do you see this problem continuing to grow up here? Or do you think that some of these folks up here that bought into all this VRBO and took all these properties off the market, are they making money right now? Is it going to be more? Or what are you seeing out there on both sides of that coin?
I just see the market flooded. So I don't know that, you know, I mean, there's only so many people that are going to come up here and rent homes. So to me, you know, I just think that eventually maybe some of these people, if they did buy them for that purpose, you know, they might be coming back on the market. Or if they're having problems with their neighbors and it's not all that it was cracked up to be. There's a lot to, I manage a bunch of them, and it has its joys.
Where you find time to do all that stuff, Jackie, is beyond me, but you're a very busy woman, that's for sure. So the bottom line here, I think on my notes, the top things that people need to know, the top five would be the bullet points. What are those?
I would say if you are thinking about doing a vacation rental, you need to get licensed from the county level. They do an inspection, they test your water, they come through, make sure your bedding and everything that you have there is up to code.
Right.
Fire extinguishers, smoke mm-hmm. detectors, that type of thing. And just making sure that you have good communication, you know, some type of book for the renters to follow. You have your rules and regulations, that they know them all before they check in. And then
property manager,
you know, making sure that you're complying with the county, that it has to be within a certain mile of the property. There has to be that contact information for the county. And just a reminder, if you are banking on your neighbor being that person that you're going to put at the county level, that also comes with liability.
Okay.
I'm like, do you have insurance to be liable for your neighbor's VRBO? I don't think so. To me, that's huge. They're like, well, I'll just put, you know, can I just put your name on there to be responsible? And I'm like, well, if something happens, that's who the county is calling.
Right.
And if you are on as somebody that, you know, is responsible for this rental, that comes with liabilities, you know, financial responsibilities too. So I just warn people about that probably scares me the most about this, people just naming whoever to be on the county.
There's a right and wrong way to do everything. Some people say, well, let's just go the easy route and see what happens, and that can be disastrous sometimes, especially if you got a lot of money locked up into something like this. Your investment could disappear just like that if you're not doing things right. Do it the right way. It usually costs less to do it the right way the first time. That's the old mm-hmm. saying, right?
And lenders want you to be forthcoming. If you're taking a loan on that and you're going to be having an LLC because it's going to be an investment rental property, but didn't really tell them that when you got your loan, that's not being forthcoming, because that's really what a lot of how the rent's going to be paid or the payments are made is due to that. So, you know, you just have to be forthcoming throughout the whole process. And it can work, but it's got to be done in the right way.
Do it the right way. And, that's usually the best way to go. New listings. And every day I still look at my new listings that come across my email. And now I got a piece of paper in front of me here with some new listings. So let's get into that right now. This is good news for some folks.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of just in time for fall and hunting season. I just listed 40 acres and a super cute little cabin with the most elaborate outhouse I've ever seen. It has a flush toilet that they just actually pour water in to flush it, and then it has this clawfoot bathtub. It's amazing. You have to check it out on my website. It's the best outhouse I've ever seen.
I saw the picture of that outhouse, and I thought, I want that outhouse.
Yep.
A guy could spend a lot of nice hours in that. It really was. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I have not either. I walked in there, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah. When's the last time anybody ever walked into an outhouse and said, wow? You usually do something else the first time you walk into an outhouse. You don't say wow, unless it's a, oh my, wow, that kind of wow. But no, this has got good wow factor.
It does.
Okay.
And it is 40 acres. It's totally off the grid, so there is no power like going to be there ever. It is in the middle of that Tower Road area, surrounded by tons of timber company land, and you need a real estate agent to go with you. There's no driving past this one because there is a gate that you have to go through to get to it. So if you want to know more information about it, check out our Facebook page. We got tons of pictures and drones of the property. It's all highland, beautiful acreage. I went through it with the owner, and very nice.
And affordable, too.
Affordable. I think we're at 168.
Something like that, yeah. And it's the coolest hunting cabin I've ever seen, not to mention the outhouse. The cabin is really cool, too.
Yeah, that one just came on the market, and then we have a beautiful home on Lake Nokomis. It's one of the nicest lots I've seen on Lake Nokomis. It faces west. It has over 200 feet of level sandy frontage, not one step to the water. It has a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, and it has this beautiful bar in a... She calls it the boathouse, but it's not technically a boathouse. And great for entertaining. It would make a great VRBO. And that has just reduced down to $895. If anybody's looking for something on a chain of lakes, it is getting very affordable for what is there. There's just a lot of property.
And lots are selling pretty fast right now, too. Those don't stay on the market long.
Yeah, we've got 120 acres out on Highway 102. Beautiful property. Again, trails throughout the property, 264 for that one if anybody's looking for hunting land. It's got lots of maple trees if anybody's looking to do maple syrup. Very good access. They have access off of two different roads. So power is right there. If somebody wanted, you know, just to build a house or possibly develop this, it could be divided.
Looks like a Pfeiffer Road lot is also available, and that'll give you the best of both worlds, country and woods, and real close to the city.
That's an amazing lot. It's actually in the city of Tomahawk, and I think that's probably hurting it. And it has, I've walked it several times. It's very wooded, so I think that's part of it. You know, people, it looks very thick when you get off of the road, but once you get in there, it kind of opens up, and it is nice frontage in a great area on Lake Mohawkson for only $100,000. I think that's a deal.
Country Squire Road has a $150,000. Is that a home?
That is a one-bedroom, one-bath trailer. It is a year-round place. He did live there year-round, but it's more, to me, it's more of a cabin. He was just a single guy, and it's beautiful acreage, and it's got this huge, brand-new, like, four-plus-car garage. So if you're looking for just a little getaway in the Harrison Hills area, ATV, snowmobile trails everywhere, that's a really nice getaway for somebody.
Then what's at 306 Wildwood Avenue?
Wildwood Avenue is a beautiful home. She had put all kinds of custom things in this home. She built it with her husband, and he recently passed away. It is in the middle of Spirit Falls, Ogama, close to Rib Lake area.
Okay.
It's 450. You know, she probably has 600 into this property. It's beautiful. It's on 20 acres. If anybody's looking for a country home, that's a very nice one.
Well, nothing in my price range here this morning, but that's okay. People keep telling me when the time comes, it'll come.
That's
and
right.
You're one of those. Patience, Jeff. Patience. I'm practicing my patience. Opie, any last words? We got to hurry up and get on out of here. Any last words from you? What are you seeing out there? What do you see coming up? What does your crystal ball say, especially?
Yeah, I think interest rates aren't really going to settle a lot in 24, Jeff. I think 25 we're going to see the tempering of the interest rates. So I think it's still going to be a listings game. Lake properties 300,000 to 600,000 are just flying off the shelf yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good active market, and we need listings. If someone's thinking that they may want to sell in the next year, we don't have a crystal ball, but it could change drastically by the middle of 24. If you want to try and harvest your dollars out of your property, now's the time.
Now's the time to do it. Jackie, how about you? Last words?
Yeah, I just want to mention Autumn Fest. That is that weekend of Harley up in Lake Tomahawk, and we will be up there. And actually, the Brats, so we'll, if anybody is our past client, we'll be sending out an invite. We will do something during the Harley parade. So watch your email for that if you're a past client.
Got it. Jackie and Opie from Northwoods Community Realty here with us this morning. I wish you guys both a very good Labor Day weekend. I hope you get some rest this weekend, too, and get to play a little while, not work your whole weekend by, huh?
Yep, family's coming home, so that's the priority.
Good deal. Jackie, I hope to be seeing you at a house that I might be putting an offer in very soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much for both of you at Northwoods Community Realty.